In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Owning Juices for Life is not easy, and I always tell people one of the main things that makes running a brick-and-mortar business so difficult is finding the right employees. Well, thank goodness for ZipRecruiter. They make it so much easier. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. For example, we need people with a food handler's license. ZipRecruiter will analyze each one of the applications that comes in and spotlight the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BREAKFAST. ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, today is Wednesday, hump day.
And I gotta drop one of Clues Bombs for the Sunshine State,
mm-hmm.
The great state of Florida.
Yeah, congratulations.
Y'all didn't F it up. I always say, your Uncle Charlotte always says, the craziest people in the world come from the Bronx and all of Florida. In Florida, y'all didn't F it up. Andrew Gillum is the first African-American candidate for governor in the state of Florida. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Andrew Gillum, damn it.
Absolutely.
Yes, you guys made it happen.
So you got to show up in November when you're real. I'm not going to say the real election. When the big show happens. The big show's in November.
November.
In order for him to win,
right,
and be, yes, the actual governor.
And to be the, right, actual governor. But
right,
the fact that he was a long shot and was the underdog and he was picked to come in like third.
It was an upset, according to reports.
That's beautiful. A great
beautiful
thing.
Day.
Congratulations,
great
to upset. Andrew Gillum.
Beautiful day.
Definitely appreciate it.
I'm not going to give Florida donkey today, at least for the rest of the month.
Okay, the rest of the month is over this week. Yeah, you got a couple days.
One more day.
Rest of the month.
Now, also, we got to drop one of Clues Bomb for Angela Yee, because yesterday is Angela Yee Day. Now, she was nominated. I don't want to say nominated. You were, what did they give you?
I was given my own day. I was given a proclamation from the mayor.
Let's hear it from the mayor of New York City.
I, Bill de Blasio, as mayor of New York City, do hereby declare Tuesday, August 28th, 2018, in the city of New York as Angela Yee Day.
All right.
Drop on a clues bomb.
Wow, that's exciting. I didn't know that was happening.
You didn't know?
No, I knew I was getting a proclamation. Mm-hmm. And it was also a West. They do this annual West Indian celebration because the West Indian Day Parade's coming up.
Yep, this
so
weekend.
So every year they honor somebody. I didn't know I was getting a day. And nice. Yesterday's a great day to have gotten.
Yes.
You know, Ava DuVernay has a movie coming out about August 28th.
Really?
Yeah, because that's the day that Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech.
Okay.
That's also the day that, unfortunately, Emmett Till was murdered, but it set off a whole civil rights activist movement mm-hmm. as well. And Andrew Gillum.
That's right.
Went to be the candidate for governor.
So today's a very special day. So you have to play on something big on that day every year now.
Yes, I will.
Like Trey Day. Now it's going to be Ye Day.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. Thanks for coming out and supporting everybody that has shown some love. And they also made me the ambassador for the New York Public Libraries yesterday.
Nice.
As well, which is a big deal. The library offers a lot more than just books. In a lot of cities, it does.
I got to see Gracie Mansion yesterday. I didn't even know what Gracie Mansion was.
Where the mayor lives.
Is where the mayor lives. I thought it was in Central Park. I had no idea where Gracie Mansion was. We went yesterday. It was a lot of people out there supporting you.
1,200 people.
And it was a dope event. So shout out to the mayor. Shout out to the mayor's wife. We had a great time.
McCray.
And
yeah, thank you guys. It was really hot. It was 100
degrees. It was like
degrees.
100 degrees. It was hot.
Unfortunately, it was 100 degrees out.
It was hot.
It was a great celebration. And shout out to the New York Public Library as well. They do a lot of things there. Like they give you job training, tech mm-hmm. training. All that stuff is free. Citizenship courses. A lot of different things that happen at the library. So it's not just books. It's a lot more that you can do, too.
Well, congratulations to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I got to see Yee's dad. Yee's dad had on a...
He looked terrible. I was like, what are you wearing?
He had on. He looked like he was at an island. He had like a flower shirt on.
He was like, I thought it was a West Indian celebration.
I said, what are you wearing? He said, West Indians here. That's what I thought. I said, you know what, Papi? I'm not mad at you.
Well, we have another terrible dresser that will be joining us this morning.
That's right. Charlamagne the God. Well, no. Joe Button will be here. We'll kick it with Joe Button in a little bit. And we got front page news.
Yes. Okay, we talked about Andrew Gillum. But we're going to talk about STDs and how it could be affecting you.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
You're not going to say powerhouse performer, Little Baby? Featuring Drake?
We're in 80 Market, sir.
Okay, so why did we announce it at 8 o'clock yesterday then? The 80 Market.
We were forced.
We have a contest to fly people out.
Yeah, we have a contest to fly people out. Yeah.
All right, so yes, that's one of our powerhouse performers then.
But let's get in front page news.
Yes, STDs have hit an all-time high for the fourth straight year in the United States. They're saying there's been a spike in chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis.
And that's exactly why every now and then I salute people with herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, because I want everyone to be represented.
Well, they did find a 67% increase in gonorrhea diagnosis, and they're saying there's an alarm over the growing threat of untreatable strains. So imagine that. So that's why you guys have got to make sure that, A, you use protection, and B, you get tested if you know you haven't.
Well, drop on the clues bombs for everybody suffering from an STD who listens to The Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
You are appreciated.
All right. Now, here's some news that I think is... I mean, you know what? I hate to say it's just good news because it is good news, but it's good news that comes from tragedy. A white former Texas police officer has been found guilty of murder, and that is for fatally shooting an unarmed black teenager. If you guys remember, Roy Oliver fired into a moving car carrying five black teenagers who were leaving a house party and ended up killing 15-year-old Jordan Edwards, who was a passenger. Now, he did say that he opened fire because the car moved toward his partner, but his partner is saying he never thought he was in danger at all, didn't fear for his life, and never even felt the need to fire his own weapon. So now he has been convicted.
Oh, that shouldn't even be good news. That should be regular. That should be justice. That
should be.
That should be what happens.
But it doesn't.
You know what I mean?
But it doesn't.
That's not something that should just be applauded.
So hopefully this is going to be a precedent moving forward.
No,
so
it
that
won't.
Police officers know there are some type of, something will happen.
It won't be,
if you kill an unarmed black teen or anybody that's unarmed.
This is the exception. You know what the rule is.
All right, and congratulations to Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum.
Hey! Yes,
congratulations to Andrew Gillum.
Drop on a clues bomb for Andrew Gillum.
He brought him out.
How
he's
did he
now
win by
going
yesterday?
To be,
does anybody know?
They said with 94% of the votes counted as of yesterday, he had an unofficial 3 percentage point lead over his closest rival. Ooh. It was still pretty close.
Yeah, I think it was like 20,000-30,000 votes, something like that.
They're saying this is the highest turnout for a midterm primary election in Florida history.
Wow.
And so he led by a whole lot in Miami-Dade and Broward County. So those are the two largest Democratic counties, and a lot of people came out and showed their support. Here's what he had to say.
There were just a few people who said that this moment would not be possible. And then there were a few more who believed that this thing was possible. I realize that for some, they are just tuning into the possibility of what this means for all of us, right? And I want you to know that this thing is not about me. It never has been, and it never will be. This race is about every last single one of us.
Okay, the first thing that we have to do is start donating to Andrew Gillum's campaign, because he's going to need all that money and all those resources in November, because the brother needs a better microphone.
He definitely needs a better mic.
That audio was terrible.
Horrible.
My God. That was the handheld with the batteries. That's the batteries about to go dead on that microphone.
Jeez.
My God. Y'all didn't get a man a Fisher-Price microphone when the man just became
the first
governor candidate governor.
Nomination for governor.
There you go.
Jeez.
God damn, man. Jesus Christ. Y'all couldn't get the better microphone?
All right.
My God.
Well, that's front page news.
Drop one of the clues bombs for Andrew Gillum, man. Out there in Florida, keeping it real.
We gonna set him a mic, microphone. Man. We gonna get him a mic, man.
My God.
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? It's Rick from Brooklyn. Abby, what's up?
Rick, what's poppin', man? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, I want to just end up talk about the Jordan Edwards situation, the kid, the cop that got found guilty in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that, you know, some kind of justice was given. We got to keep broadcasting these verdicts so people know that, listen, you got to stand up because, you know, something is coming out of it. I'm so glad that he got found guilty. And I'm saluting his partner because he was the one that said that he never felt threatened at any time.
Right.
And that's part of the reason why he got convicted. So, and I mean, I feel good going to work this morning. I have two sons, man. My son is 10. My other son is 2. And I mean, I be scared for them sometimes growing up knowing that, you know, the world is out here so dangerous and cops are not here to serve and protect. So when they get, you know, when they get found guilty for things they do wrong, we got to celebrate that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, even though I know this is the exception and not the rule, maybe it's a step in the right direction.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Michael Anthony McMillan from Long Beach, California.
Why are you saying your whole name, sir? Why did you say your whole name just now?
Uncle Charlie, you'll know in a second.
Okay.
Anyway, I just want to say that I'm blessed because I know that my future is getting brighter. I know that I'm going to be working with some of my idols soon, and my idols are like Ava DuVernay, Issa Rae, Shonda Rhimes, Will Smith. I know I'm going to be working with them soon.
Okay. There you go. All right. Put it in the
atmosphere. Great people.
Yeah. I write for a living and stuff, and I work really hard. I'm an actor and a podcaster as well, so I'm putting them out on blast, letting them know that if they ever need a writer's assistant or anything like that, I am willing to PA. I'm willing to intern at their writer's rooms and everything. I'm out here for
sir, them. That's not how any of this works, sir.
Shoot your shot. He's shooting a shot.
We are not, this is not a place to put out your resume. You know, nope.
Well,
you
can do what he wants.
I highly doubt Ava, one of them, is going to say, you know what?
I heard a great
guy on the radio this morning that we should hire.
You never know.
She might be listening right now.
And that's why he said his full name. You never know.
That's not how the TV business works, sir. I'm sorry.
Hello, who's this?
This is Chandler from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, y'all.
What's up, Chandler? How's it going, brother?
Nothing much. I want to get off my chest. They're going to say I'm hating.
Okay.
But Columbus Public City Schools, man, we don't have, we can't afford air conditions. So what they've been doing is closing the schools.
Wow.
They just started school last week. They already closing the schools for half of the day, saying it's too hot. Like, stop spoiling these kids. Because when I was coming up, we had to go when it was 100 degrees. We just had to use fans.
That was 40 years ago, man.
Nope, I agree with him. I agree with you, sir. I agree with you 100%, okay?
It's ridiculous.
If your ancestors can be on the slave ships singing songs in that heat, they weren't allowed to quit. They weren't allowed to get a half a day on the slave ship over here.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So we got to quit spoiling these kids.
I'm with you, bro. It's too hot.
Exactly.
How about we get some money and some funding to get some air conditioning in
some air conditioning.
How about
at least get
that
some fans or something.
Because you know what the kids do once they get home? Probably go outside. No, I doubt it. They don't play outside no more.
Mm-hmm. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's T-Walt Bob.
Hey, good morning, mama. Get it off your chest.
So I'm super blessed, and I want to really shout out you guys. So I had been preparing for this audition. So in preparation, I would call you guys randomly just to get the anxiety off the chest, and I got good news that I got casted.
Hey, congrats. What role was it?
So it's for this local network here in Charlotte called Urban Social TV. It's a platform that local producers is coming up with, so we can talk about social, cultural issues. And our first gig is going to be at the Harvey B. Gantt Center. It's like an African-American arts museum in Charlotte. And it's going to be like where art meets activism. So we're going to be able to use that platform to just get our voices out there.
Word. Well, that's dope, baby.
I appreciate
Congratulations.
That.
Congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, MB, Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker. How y'all doing?
Whatever happened to you, man? I thought you got locked up.
He's here.
No, and two
quick
things.
MB missed you.
Yeah, thank you. Two quick things. Ange, I want to congratulate you on your big day.
Thank you.
I hope your toes were looking good yesterday, girlfriend. I had a real-life encounter with Janet Jackson. I was on your sister station, KTU, with Cubby and Carolina, and it was National Foot Rub Day, and Janet was coming in a half hour after I spoke to him. So I said, play this for Janet. I said, Janet, let me rub your feet. Your toes look good enough to eat. Let's do it while the DJ drops a beat. Janet, let me rub your feet. So they played it for Janet. Janet thought it was whack. She says, oh, no, I'm not into toes and feet. And they said, well, Big Chocolate, want to do this for you. So she got to hear it, but she didn't like it. So, shout out to Janet Jackson. I wish her luck with the single. What do y'all think about it?
Her single?
No, your single.
My little rhyme.
Your rhyme
I'm just waiting
sucks.
For the Me Too movement to get a hold of you, Big Chocolate, the Toe Sucker.
Why is that, Bowling Ball Head?
Because, your sexual harassment game is crazy. Okay, you make me uncomfortable.
Understand the creativity, right, Envy? Nah, you got to understand the creativity.
That's what you
right?
want to call it? I call it creepativity.
Oh, my goodness. You shut up, Bowling Ball Head. Thank you, Chocolate, the Toe Sucker.
All right, take care. All right.
Hello, who's this?
What up, though? This A-Team.
Hey, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, I just want to say how I'm blessed. I just got my website, my business going. And I also wanted to say, how come y'all don't ever have no guest hosts when y'all go on vacation?
What do you mean, guest hosts?
Because there's two other people to hold it down. Oh, you want somebody to take over for all of us?
I mean, like Charlamagne go on vacation one day and y'all two be there. How come y'all can't just have somebody fill in for Charlamagne? You know what I'm saying?
Why, you want to do
you
it?
You want to do it?
Yeah, for sure.
I got it. Go. Say yo.
Yo.
I mean, I do a lot more than that, sir.
You got the job, sir.
That was all. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about HBO. There's some programming that they won't be doing anymore. We'll tell you what that is. Also, find out who has their 10th child on the way. They're beating you, Envy.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Eddie Murphy.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Eddie Murphy is about to have his 10th child. His girlfriend is pregnant with his 10th child. So,
wow.
Yes. Did you know he had that?
Wow.
I didn't realize he had that many children. 10 kids is a lot for a person.
Yeah, but he's worth $85 million.
I know, but it's still a lot of kids.
It's not about the money.
I just didn't even realize. Did you know he was having 10 kids?
I knew he had 9, so yeah.
No, I did not know he had 10.
It's not about the money, though. You don't need money to have kids.
Yeah, and time and attention.
At his age, he's not going to see that little boy.
Yeah, most people were on social media and didn't even realize he had that many children. So he had kids with Nicole Murphy, Mel B, Tamara Hood, Paulette McNeely. His oldest kid is almost 30 years old, so now he's having his second child with his current girlfriend, Paige Butcher.
No drop on the clues bombs for Eddie Murphy.
Congrats to Eddie Murphy.
You know, why not?
He's got a whole basketball squads against each other now. They can play
each
other.
I ain't mad at them. If I could have 10, I'd have 10. I ain't mad at them. I love kids.
You can still have 10. You still got time.
How you know I still ain't shooting?
Oh, okay.
I'm still shooting my shot over here.
I keep waiting for the announcement. You know, every year, Envy has a baby shower.
Yeah, it might be coming soon. You never know.
Okay, now Kanye West, he's had to explain his slides. He didn't really have to, but he posted a picture of some chancletas, the Japanese ones, and he put the Japanese way. And he posted an explanation, I guess, trying to show why his slides looked smaller than they should have. I don't know. I guess he was tired of people making fun of the fact that his slides, if you ever vote TV, You can see how it looks like his foot didn't quite fit in.
They look extra comfortable other than the fact his heel hanging off
the
slides.
They look small.
I guess according to him in Japan, that's what people do.
I wonder if he's going to be wearing those when he's walking around Chicago this morning.
Oh, okay. And Evelyn Lozada has apologized. There was a petition. People started to kick her off of basketball-wise. And that's all because of a situation, an argument she got into with Cece Gutierrez. Here's what happened on the show.
You always have a problem, Evelyn. No, I have a problem with you. Everybody. I have a problem with you, Lily. What's Lily?
The nail shop girl.
So it's racist. She's racist.
How am I evil?
You never even gave me a chance to get to know me.
I gave you a chance.
Doc, you want to call me Evelyn? I'm going to call you some. And I'm calling you Evelyn because you evil.
All right, so Cece is Filipino, and Evelyn Lozada called her Lily, which was supposed to be a comment because that's the girl from the nail shop. So they did this whole petition on change.org. They said, if Evelyn is brought back for another season, I don't see myself and many other people supporting these group of ladies and some of their great business ventures anymore. It's disrespectful to the consumer, which is us. We fund her checks, so this is our simple request. Remove her. She must be held accountable, just like Roseanne Barr and everyone else in 2018.
Yeah, I need a list of racial slurs because I did not... No, that was a racial slur. I had no idea.
Well, calling somebody the nail shop girl is a stereotype of an Asian person working in a nail shop, even though she doesn't work in a nail salon.
But I didn't know that. She said Lily. I didn't know what that meant.
They said that's the name of the girl who works in her nail salon. She said it.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, so here is what Evelyn Lozada said as an apology.
I wanted to publicly apologize to Cece, her son, her family, anyone that was offended by my comment during a heat of the moment argument. What I said was wrong, and I should have never said that. That's not even who I am and how I was raised. A work in progress. Again, I apologized to her a few weeks ago. We talked about it. She apologized for things that she said, and we both moved on.
So Lily is not a slur. It's the context of what she said.
She said, trying to say that you are Asian, therefore yes. You work in a nail salon.
Gotcha.
The context.
She posted, I understand why many people are upset by my derogatory, stereotypical reference of another woman of color, and for that I'm so sorry. To intentionally add to a pot of racial divisiveness is not reflective of my heart. So I do appreciate that she can apologize for those comments and admit that she was wrong for saying them. All right, HBO is dropping all of their adult film and documentaries from their channels and streaming services, so no more of those late-night sexually-themed documentaries and softcore porn.
I had no idea HBO did softcore porn.
You don't remember Real Sex?
Yeah,
that was on HBO. That's a documentary.
I thought that was more of a Showtime thing that had all the sex shows on it.
Well, no, HBO did have some documentaries and all kinds of shows that had to do with sex and late night programming and all of that. And so now they're not going to do that anymore. It used to be kind of a staple, but now that's all gone.
What kind of loser goes to HBO for porn? Especially with the internet in 2018.
That's probably why they don't even really need it.
Exactly. See the cameraman just raise his hand?
Yeah, especially softcore. Why would I want softcore porn? I'm going to pay for softcore porn when I can get hardcore for free on social media?
I guess I already have HBO.
On the internet?
Maybe you already have HBO.
That was a back in the day type of thing. You go there and watch it at night and then you see some naked people on there. So.
Taxi Cab Confessions could have still worked, though, if they'd have updated it to like Uber.
But that wasn't like porn.
No.
At all.
That's one of the shows they're canceling, so it's considered part of that late night adult themed programming.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, now when we come back, we have Joe Button joining us.
Never heard of him.
Now, of course, he has a new show on Revolt. He has his podcast. And, you know, one time he said he would never come back on a Breakfast Club.
You heard that.
You know
Emmy's
going to bring it up.
I never heard it either. We're going to ask him about it when he comes in here. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club.
Maybe it's a contractual obligation with Revolt TV.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Now, Joe Button.
Good morning.
He said he was never coming on the Breakfast Club again.
He said that?
He did.
I don't remember that.
Joe Button says a lot of things.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, first of all. You know, Envy got light skin memory, so he remember everything that hurt him at some point.
I don't remember that.
I said that as a rapper, Envy, when you was acting spicy last time I was in here.
Oh. What happened?
Y'all remember Envy was telling me I was a failure and a loser?
What?
You did?
No,
you don't remember?
But it depends what career path he was talking about.
What was he talking about? I don't know.
Was it the battle?
Was it the battle? He was telling. No, as a rapper.
This is rapper Joe when he had the tour and he went posters.
his dates on his social media at the time.
I mean, Joe can always rap, though. He could always, he always rap.
But at the time, Envy was making it sound, and you know, I thank you for that because it helped me realize a few things, but he was making it sound then like if you weren't putting it on Instagram, it wasn't happening. And I was just late to the party of realizing that people actually thought like that. So that was our argument then.
Right.
And then I left there and I started trying to post on Instagram, and I'm like, I'm really trash.
I heard you said it on your podcast that you was late to the party on something social media wise, and that's kind of interesting because you was always on the internet first.
Yes, he was.
Before everybody else.
Yeah, but late to certain realizations on the internet. Like, okay. I was on the internet, but
you weren't promoting.
I was probably, yeah, I was never promoting. Right.
Was the Joe Budden rebrand a conscious decision?
No.
It wasn't?
You know, when I was doing my last album, when I did Rage in the Machine, before I did that album, I was trying to figure out how to rebrand, but as an MC.
Mm-hmm.
Never this. So this wasn't a calculated, thought out. I knew I wanted to do broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I'm telling you, I was late to the party of even realizing that everybody thought I was so trash.
But nobody ever thought you was trash.
Not as an MC. I'm just saying, just the way that you was living. Just...
You
just
as a
living.
Person.
Just living. You're living trash.
Yeah.
Get yourself together. So I think that when I started to make certain changes for myself, good things started to happen and the universe started to respond. And I started to have a lot of those conversations like I had with Envy about people not understanding their retirement from rap thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some rappers stopped texting me.
Really?
They stopped talking to me altogether. Yeah.
Because you started talking about them probably.
I've been talking about them. That's my thing. I've talked about rappers my entire career. It's got me in a lot of trouble.
The media thing isn't new either, though, because you used to be on Hot 97 back in the day.
Mm-hmm. The morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah, sleeping underneath the counter.
Rumor had that you was in this sleeping with an executive for a job. Is that true?
No, I didn't f*** Tracy.
I didn't say anything. Oh, my God, Joe.
Don't do that.
I did not say anything.
Because I know the rumor. I heard the rumor.
Jesus Christ.
Who told you, Angela?
My God.
Well, you know, she'd be up here telling
come
all
on,
the
stop
and
it.
You never worked at Hot 97.
Why would I know that?
She know the dirt. I love Tracy. Tracy is great. She gave me my start.
She seen the vision before.
Radio. As somebody, I was telling her, yo, I'm scared to death. Like, I don't belong on the air. She's like, man, if you don't just go on the air. And it was great. I loved it.
And you stopped because? Because
Kevin Lyles made me.
Wow.
Kevin Lyles made me. He didn't think that you could sell records and be accessible every day on the airwaves. And I was 22, 23 at the time.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, you know, you got time on your side. So, yeah, I want to rap. So let's do that.
Morning show is a big responsibility, too, because you got to be there every day. And
he would sleep on the floor.
It does hurt, like, when you have to travel, go on tour, go on the road. It's kind of difficult when...
Well, at 22, 23, you don't really know that you have to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think about any of that.
You learn those things.
Yeah.
People don't think you're responsible or not. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, yo.
Thanks, Charlamagne.
No, I'm serious. I said, yo, I think y'all should hire Joe Budden for y'all morning show. They called you Joe Burden.
Wow.
They said that he's not.
That's pretty slick.
He's
they
not
just
reliable
changed
or
D
consistent.
To an R.
And I said, I don't know.
You
got to
stop talking to Complex.
What happened at Complex?
This is radio.
You guys
all right, but aside from that, what did happen at Everyday Struggle? Like, I know it was a financial thing where you felt you were supposed to get a certain amount of money.
No, that was at the end.
But did you not love being there? Like, what was the real issue?
Creative differences. I think that the idea of what I thought it would be going in and probably what it turned out to be by the end of it, just real different. What
did you think it would be?
I thought it'd be a bit more mature. Mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking it because I thought that had the potential to be the greatest thing ever.
So they picked the content?
It was a collaborative effort.
More you still beats? Watch it now?
No.
They wanted more beats, more problems?
I'll check it out when I want to hear something that maybe Act got to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not very, it's not often.
Yeah.
I can see it in your face that wasn't going to last, though. Let the record show I called it. I was only
you did call
off.
It, but you called it because you thought it would be insubordination on my part.
It technically was. No, I just said Joe's going to get fed up and walk away from it in some way, shape, or form.
Definitely didn't think Joe was going to follow through with that one. I
he definitely
do that for a couple
did.
Of weeks,
look
and then he's going to get tired.
Talk about you, Joe. This is crazy.
No, I appreciate it. These two people are some of the people I appreciate. Not very many people are honest with me.
I feel the same way about Joe.
They're honest.
You think the Joe Budden podcast is going to last? As long as it did.
That's different.
Yes.
I could be a...
I thought that was going to work.
I could be a f***head on my own shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, not on somebody else's.
So what...
They wasn't paying me enough to deal with some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a vision. That Complex situation, that was the first time it was like, you know what, let me really stay out of my own way. I want to quit. I want to go in there and tell all these people suck my shit, but...
Wow.
There's a greater cause. So I'ma just stay. And it was a certain point in that mix, I don't remember the month, but you could cut on the screen and see that he wasn't playing no more. And I was saying at the time, I said, it's just wild that every other company, you could tell that radio person that said this too, every company in the world is looking at my value, and it's high. Odd that y'all are the only ones that don't recognize that.
Yeah, like, but they want you to be around, though. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, you know your value's high, but how long is Joe Budden going to want to be here in this situation?
Well, if anybody that knows Joe Budden history, I have no problem exiting.
That's the problem.
I have no problem.
That's the problem.
I guess they invest in you, and they want to invest in promoting a show, and then you can't
You need balance. So that's the problem if that's your perspective, or it could be a really good thing. Like, it was cute in the beginning when they put the little disclaimer thing there that, yo, these about to say some wild It was cute, but when you stop looking at the cuteness, I understand why it's there. Joe is a hothead. Mm-hmm. Listen, I understand all that. So that can work in your benefit if you have a partner that, you know, you aligned with. I was never aligned with them.
True.
But really appreciative to them and everybody there.
Y'all gassed it up a little bit, though. Y'all would jump out the window and say some crazy stuff. Like, Everyday Struggle was the greatest hip-hop show ever of all time.
Potentially.
No way.
And you should feel like that if that's your show.
You're talking about Sway and Tech in the Morning back in the day. You talking about Star and Buck. You talking about...
Yes. You do know what the word potentially means.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, given some time, I would never... You know, I'm not that arrogant.
Takes time, though. A lot of time.
It takes a lot of time, but... You know, what me and Ak and those people were building, what we accomplished in that short amount of time, if we were projecting, I got all the if we projecting. That's how much faith I have in me as a broadcaster.
That's a heavy statement.
Yeah. Listen, I would be a hater if I said, like, all the rappers from last decade is better than all the is better than all the rappers rapping now. Like, you want tomorrow to be better than
of course
yesterday. Like, I watch you all the time give props to the people that mentor you and the people that you look up to and idolize, but at no point do I take it as Charlamagne ain't in the same realm or don't get just as busy as like we can have respect for people and know that we get busy. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
True.
All right, we got more with Joe Budden. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Joe Budden's in the building. Let's talk about this podcast.
Yeah, because there were some issues, I guess, up here on The Breakfast Club.
No, there was not ever any issues up here.
And you know,
we've never had issues.
What happens behind what I have a problem with Joe, I call him.
Like, I text him.
Envy has had problems with me throughout the years because we have a personal relationship. It's never been a business beef. It's never been like, yo, Envy, why you not playing my shit? Like, it's never been, yo, it's been, yo, we care about each other. I don't like how you, and it's been that. Charlamagne and I have had mad friendly beefs.
Mm-hmm. Like, people think we hate each other for some reason. I actually like Joe Budden.
But I'm not even talking about with Joe Budden.
So what do you mean?
I don't know. I thought I saw some back and forth on social media.
But with
DJ Envy. You didn't have an issue with...
Who, me?
With Joe?
No, not with Joe.
With Rory?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Rory said some stuff on the podcast about
me. They both say shit up there
like
about
it. It was disrespectful. And he's entitled to his opinion, but like I said, I'm not going to let you talk about me and then come on my platform to promote.
What did Rory say, though? I really never heard... I mean, unless I'd be missing it. What did Rory say about Envy that pissed you off? I listen to damn near every week.
But no, what Envy is talking about was probably from like 2 years ago. So, you know, it's one of the things that Envy heard and caught on to.
It was a bunch of things that he said, little slick stuff. And this is what I told Joe. I said, we all have a certain role that we play.
That's what it was.
So if we have Kanye up here and let's say Charlamagne's going at Kanye and it's getting uncomfortable, my role is to make Kanye feel comfortable so he's open enough to answer the questions.
You rub Kanye down. Let's move him over. Saying.
See where he goes too far, but that's my
listen,
role.
He flies out to rub him down. He hops on a plane. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. He's wearing Yeezys, talking about Black Power. I don't know who Charlamagne is.
You had on Yeezys last week. Knock it off.
You a snitch. First of all.
But there's roles up here, and he was saying some slick and I didn't like it.
Rory doesn't understand radio.
I can tell.
He doesn't come from radio. So he gave an opinion of who don't understand radio, and Envy got spicy, cursed me out about it.
But yeah, you're right. He shouldn't come up here.
I'm here to promote stuff.
Can Rory and Mal not do it because you won't allow them to, or because they're just not skilled enough?
No, Rory and Mal can do whatever they want.
You think they can carry one on their own?
On their own? Alone?
Damn, yes.
No.
Exactly.
That's tough to do. I'm not dissing my to carry a podcast alone.
Right.
I listen to the people that do that. It's tough.
It's difficult.
You
tough.
Think they could do it together if they decided to?
I'm not sure I could do it.
Yes, you could.
I think you could.
Stop it.
I'm not sure. It's not confirmed.
People have bounced things off. So doing it
yeah,
on
it's
your
not
own
confirmed
is
for me
now,
that
now
I can do it alone.
You was mad at Mal at one point.
Never was mad at Mal.
You was mad at Mal at one point.
They got a scrap. Everybody got a scrap for a little bit, man.
The only thing I'd be mad at is like, I'm like, so nobody's going to tell Mal he was wrong? Didn't Mal give us 2 months? Didn't he say the Breakfast Club was over?
Oh, that's why you was
months?
Mad at Mal.
I just like, if you're going to make that's all.
I wasn't mad at Mal, but nobody's going to Mal about the Breakfast Club being over.
He was mad at Mal. I forgot about that.
You can't put a timeline on it.
I don't even know why he would say that. It's our eighth year.
We got 20 more markets in
there. We're consistent.
These guys are too sensitive.
And y'all in, San Antonio now.
San Antonio now.
I saw that.
And 150 countries, 80 plus markets worldwide. Yo, you know, Joe, you come from radio. Being a nationally syndicated radio show is a big deal. Like, you got to put us in the line. When you talk about us with the Tom Joyners, the Doug Banks.
You better put us in that line.
You goddamn right. The Steve Harveys.
But he's right.
The Elvis Durans, the Howard Sterns. Like, and we black. In hip-hop radio.
What you looking around the room for?
I'm just saying.
You black.
You mad Ma was on you, basically. Mm-hmm. What you saying?
Listen, the Spotify move is a very industry move. Very corporate.
Very okay. Industry move?
That doesn't sound like you at all. Why, Joe?
The opportunity. The opportunity to be global, to spread my message throughout the universe.
Over though, which yeah. The SoundCloud links, the YouTube.
Need some help. I need some help, man.
And you're still on YouTube as well.
I'm on YouTube. Staggered 48 hours after mine.
You know, Charlamagne gets on you a lot. He says on your podcast, sometimes you go in an artist. And then when you're up front with the artist, you don't say the same
that
stuff.
That wasn't the podcast. Or that too, but on
that
Everyday,
was Everyday Struggle with Jesus.
But both, yes. He says that too. He said, that, I think lastly was...
The podcast, I don't really have people on.
All snitching on each other this morning.
You apologized to every artist that came to Everyday Struggle.
Not true.
Yes, you did.
Not true. Not all of them.
Ashanti, Jeezy. And you had smoke for Jeezy.
All right, this is the thing that maybe I'm a little lost. But when I have the smoke, the artists hear it. So I feel like when I see them, it's not the time to continue that. You heard what I said. Now you're going to respond, and we're going to have an adult conversation about it. That's how I see it.
So you think they should come call you on it, and then y'all get into it?
Yeah. Like, a lot of times, like, when you say the energy is different, right? Like, a lot of times, them come in before the cameras come on, extra sensitive. They extra hardcore and tough. They just a lot.
That's how you get Birdman moments.
Well, I love it, too.
Yeah.
I love it, too. But, I mean, if you're going to come in there like that, then let's have the conversation. You heard what I said. You feel the way. Let's talk about it. If not, f*** out my face.
True.
You also said your son wrote a diss record about you. So what did he say on that record?
Oh, I don't know.
He dissed you on a song.
I tried not to listen to it. I don't know what the f*** he's talking about. No, I heard it. I heard it.
What did he say?
Not things that I was proud of.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was... He was venting. So what he said, he said I wasn't around.
And I was going to ask you about that. The reason I was going to ask you about that is because...
Can he finish the lyrics?
Hold on, I'm going to say. The new son, you post so many pictures with him, you're around. So your older son looks at it like, damn, he wasn't there for me.
No, we're in a new generation, Envy. So my older son looks at it like my newest son has way more followers on Instagram than he does. that's all he sees. Right.
You know, so he said, but you do feel bad about the fact that you weren't around.
No, I don't.
Why not?
What?
For your son?
What?
Why do you want to be mad about that?
No, I don't.
Go, shut up.
I don't.
Why not?
Because I made every effort to be there. Like, it's not like I was just gone and lost.
So
I made every effort to be there.
Okay. But was he aware of that?
Through the court. Yeah, you're young. So, I mean.
Right.
You're young. So that was me and his mother's battle. Like, now that he's older, now that her and I are amicable, she's married. Yeah, no, we're great. My oldest is with me every other weekend. Anytime he can come over and hang with dad. He just went to the Drake concert Friday, him and Maul, because I didn't want to go. But
why
did
you want to go?
I'm not a concert guy. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't trust Drake if I was you. You and Drake have a very weird relationship. You might get around Drake, and that's when he might send somebody with an owl sweatshirt on to jump you.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't trust him.
Well, I have trust issues.
Y'all got a good relationship now?
I would say we're all right.
Okay.
Yo, all the people that I beefed with when I was rapping, like, we're great now.
All right, we got more with Jump Off Joe Button. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Joe Button's in the building. I like fatherhood, Joe. Joe calls me periodically to ask me about fatherhood stuff, and I like seeing that side of Joe, man.
First of all, drop on the clues bombs for Sin Santana. Sin Santana changed Joe's life. I told her that when I saw her the other day.
State of the culture, my brand new.
Upgraded Joe so goddamn much. Don't f***ing act like she didn't.
She did, but I mean, I could frown.
Joe called me and be like, so... Where are the swimming classes? I want to get my son a swimming. Like, I need a nanny. Where
nanny.
Can I find a nanny?
Like, Joe, yeah.
That's okay. Great.
This is great, Joe. This is a wonderful Joe.
For the
what
better.
About your relationship with Eminem now?
What about it?
And the whole team over there, because you were signed as Shady.
I think I am signed.
You're still signed as Shady?
I think.
Okay. But you're not going to put out any more music?
No, or? I'm not. No.
Never? Still no?
No.
Done?
No, not at all.
Not even with Slaughterhouse?
No.
Wow.
No, I'm retired for real.
Royce wasn't happy with the things you were saying about him.
Oh, no, me and Royce spoke. Mm-hmm. Me and Royce had a good conversation. Royce is my guy. Royce is my guy away from music.
Do you feel like the fans forced you to say something about him? Because at first you were being respecting the situation, not saying how whack his last album was, even though it was. And then after a while, it's just like they kept pushing you, and it seemed like they forced you to say something.
No, I don't think it was the fans. It really was just whatever that song was that I was talking about. I don't remember the name of the song. Mm-hmm. But when I heard the song, that really was my natural reaction to the song. But not just M. Like, I have a problem with artists who latch on to big movements to sell a record. Like, we don't hear you speak about these things when you're not attempting to sell a record. Mm-hmm. So that's not specific to M. That's him. Well, at that moment, Kanye, it's a bunch of them. It's a bunch of people doing it today.
I agree with you, but I think that the time is a little bit different. I think not even just with artists. I think a lot of people's voice has risen because people are realizing the BS that we have in the White House. So I think a lot of people are using their platforms differently.
And some people feel like a message is more powerful when they put it in music, and maybe they don't feel like, because M doesn't talk a lot about, he doesn't do interviews a lot, period, and speak out. He doesn't really tweet or anything.
I can't really say how he felt. Mm-hmm. I can only speak about how I felt hearing the song. I was glad we were able to get past it because that moment seemed to cause a lot of tension between people. But we moved past it.
But that was tough for a lot of people. You think it was disloyal to him?
No.
And the reason I say that is, let's say Clue does some...
It's like laughable.
M don't have no loyalty to Joe.
Yo, can you stop? Like, let's not do that.
You don't think
we're
so?
We're going to have a really good interview here. Don't make me angry in the morning. No, I don't think so. You don't know the difference between you and Clue and me and M Envy?
I thought you and M was close. Maybe not. Maybe you're not as close as the people assume that y'all were.
Not like you and Clue. Like, M's not on Joe's Wikipedia.
You know what I don't like?
Shut up, man.
But you know what I don't like? This is the part I don't like. When you say that you're not close with someone, it's interpreted as malice or a diss or, like, I'm just not close with him. Mm-hmm. I am super, super, super tight with Royce. So, I mean, I explained to him that, you know, I respect his feelings, but my relationship with him is not the same as his. Mm. So, I mean, you can't expect me to behave in a manner that you would. Mm. And that's all. And he understood. He disagreed, but he understood.
Mm-hmm. Now,
State of the culture.
Yes. State of the culture.
Will you be discussing more than hip-hop on State of the Culture?
Hopefully.
Because I feel like that's the only thing just limiting Joe Budden a little bit, that he's only always discussing hip-hop.
I would like to discuss more than hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when you discuss hip-hop, you end up discussing other things because this hip-hop also discusses politics. It also discusses the Me Too movement. There's so many things involved with hip-hop.
The world is intermingled now. Mm-hmm. Yes. You can't talk about hip-hop without talking about a million other things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to. I agree with Charlamagne. If there's some areas that I think I need to improve in to be able to maybe hold it down solo by myself, I would love to just try to be able to talk about everything as passionately as I
can. Are you doing Love & Hip Hop this year?
Would you hear that?
I thought I seen a press release.
Is that a yes?
Release. But are you
doing you did not see a press release.
I thought I did. I thought it was
It was something on the blog.
Yeah, yeah,
blog
did.
Alert, somebody.
I did.
They did.
Your name was definitely on there.
They did. Mm-hmm. You and Sin.
Maybe
it was more so Sin and you was going to be there.
Is that a no?
It's a no.
Is Sin doing Love & Hip Hop?
You have to ask her.
Sin is doing Love & Hip Hop.
All right.
And
so Joe will be on it for some
episodes.
You can't have her on there.
Why y'all said that?
You are terrible, because you're a terrible liar. You're horrible. So industry. Like, you gave the super industry answer. Is Sin doing Love & Hip Hop? You have to ask her. So you're not doing it, but Sin's doing it.
I'm not saying anything. I am here to talk about my brand new show, State of the Culture, on Revolt TV. Yes.
What do you think of the New York Times headline, the hip-hop Howard Stern, that they give to every black outspoken media commentator?
It's humbling. I understand what they be trying to do when they do it. I was grateful that wasn't a headline they actually printed on Sunday. They changed it, but
I feel like they discredited you a little bit. I mean, I'll tell you why. Because
tell me why.
Howard Stern doesn't even like podcasts.
I didn't even ask you why.
Howard Stern doesn't even like podcasts. And
yeah, I know.
What you're
I know.
Doing
I know.
For hip-hop podcasts has never been done before. So Howard's not even in that medium. So how could you be the Howard Stern of hip-hop when you're doing something new in the podcast field that's never been done before?
I don't like the way Howard discredits podcasting.
Yeah. I get it, but it's a little elitist.
I don't. No comment.
Do you have anything else for Joe?
For Joe? He's gotta
go.
For Joe.
He has to go say hi to somebody he loves out here, but doesn't know her name.
No, let's be honest. Charlamagne is flying to L.A. to Kanye's house. I don't know. Another interview.
I may stop by.
another interview over here.
No, I may stop by while I'm in town, but I'm not going there for that.
But wait.
That's my guy. I like Kanye, personally.
I got to interview Charlamagne. It's such a contradiction.
How do you feel about Charlamagne wearing Yeezys and...
Joe had on Yeezys last week.
So he's fine with it.
Time out.
I don't listen to nothing Joe said.
Time out.
Beefing with G-Unit, mm-hmm. he came to my radio show in Columbia, South Carolina with a G-Unit hat on. Mm.
He was talking
shit about the game with a G-Unit hat. No, he wasn't.
No, I like that.
Exactly.
I feel like you should be able to beef with people and still wear the shit.
And I can have differences.
And I wore them bum-ass Yeezys on a laundry day, and I didn't pay for them.
What brand are you wearing right now?
Bum-ass Yeezys.
Oh, I don't know.
That guy could be a racist. You don't know.
He could be.
All the stuff we drive.
Sometimes there's comfort and
we
not.
We drink.
Sometimes there's comfort
and
not knowing.
I know. Mm-hmm.
I know about Kanye, and you do too, and you better than that. We need you. Black people need you.
I'm black as
He just got a little lighter.
I just like Yeezys because they're comfortable as hell.
He's almost your
complexion. I'm watching Charlamagne.
Are the Yeezys comfortable?
The f***ing soul comes out every time you take your foot out. I'm just trash. Yo, hip-hop is a community. We build so much trash.
Which one you got, though?
All them s*** is trash.
Not the desert rats in the 700s.
Look, you don't need the desert rats. You don't need up here. No, the desert. No, I don't know that the desert rat. State of the Culture, my new show on Revolt. Mondays digitally, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Tuesdays linear, 10 p.m. This starts September...
It starts on the 10th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, September 10th. September 10th. And I do have a co-host. So I don't know if I want to announce that now because y'all are... I don't know if I want to do that now. A co-host. A co-host.
Who's the co-host?
No, I'm not giving it to y'all. Y'all rushing me out of y'all.
No, listen,
stay tuned to my show. At some point, I am going to announce who the co-host is, and I'm going to tease it. It's very, 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 very big. Pause.
It's Joe Budden. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Boosie.
It's
spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Lil Boosie did an interview with Vlad TV, and he talked about R. Kelly, Usher, Russell Simmons, sexual allegations. Now, here's what he had to say about R. Kelly and versus Hugh Hefner and why R. Kelly is under so much fire.
It's just like when people put a black cloud over your head, that motherfucker hard to get off. I think that got a lot to do with R. Kelly, man. And when people done seen it with their eyes, it's hard to get off. If that was a regular R&B artist who had legal girls, it wouldn't even be nothing. But it's R. Kelly. Now you want to take his music off Spotify. I got mad. How the f*** you going to f*** with that man's music? Now y'all going too far, man. Y'all motherfucker, what about all the motherfuckers that got charges for all other kind of shit? Y'all take their music off?
Well, the thing with R. Kelly is the sex tape where he peed on a 13-year-old girl, and the fact he married Aaliyah when she was 15. So
well, the key word is legal. If it was another artist who had legal girls, he said legal. So,
But it's the
that's
fact
why this wasn't legal.
But because of those two situations, people will always look at R. Kelly as a sexual predator, and they probably
that's
should.
That's true. That is true. But they can't. They can't pull his music off Spotify.
Oh, no, I never agreed with that.
Well, they didn't pull his music off Spotify. That they just took it off certain playlists that they promote.
No, I don't know.
All right. Now, he also talked about Russell Simmons and the whole Me Too movement.
Now they f*** with Russell Simmons. Talk about Russell Simmons touching bitch. Man had $300 million in the 80s. What the f*** this man gotta ask for pussy for or try to take a rub on bitch, you mad you ain't end up with him. All them hoes who playing the people, most of them hoes mad, man. Why you ain't say this in the 70s or the 80s? Cause you thought you was gonna be taken home. But he ain't choose you, bitch. Now you won't bring accusations up. Don't take to getting cake unless they fucked up.
This is when you're sitting by Boosie, you just slide
over. They slide far away.
Finances have nothing to do with whether or not somebody is a sexual predator. Just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean that you're not capable of doing certain things. Look at Harvey Weinstein.
I mean, Darren Sharper proved that. I never understood that. Darren Sharper was a good-looking guy who played in the NFL who was admitted to drugging women and sexually assaulting them.
All right, so that has nothing to do with the hundreds of millions of dollars that you might have at all.
You just got to slide away from Boosie on that one, Boosie.
Now, Lil Boosie also says that the Me Too movement is hypocritical.
I done been in the rap game a minute, bro. Like, niggas ain't taking pussy, man. Gotta make it go away. Then they doing it to the older people when they get older. Talking about he touched on my ass and trying to take a credit for everything he done built up. You ain't gonna take my motherfucking credit when I get 75 years old. Talking about he rubbed on me in the elevator. Yeah, bitch, and you rubbed on my back. You know how many charges we can put on the bitch? You know how many bitches that grabbed our and harassed us? Per night, caress us.
I mean, it is a double standard. But
I would say that men, then, I encourage y'all to come forward and press charges. Oh, you 100%
you just wait. Oh, you just wait.
Who are you pressing charges on, Charlie?
Oh, you just wait.
No, he ain't pressing charges on nobody.
Listen. Don't you push me. I'm close to the edge.
You ain't gonna
y'all been hearing me talk about this behind the scenes for a long time.
You ain't gonna press charges on nobody.
Just keep it up.
All right.
You just keep pushing
me. But in the same vein, you can understand why somebody would be hesitant to step out and discuss things that have happened to them.
100%.
Because of how people would view them.
300 million percent.
I wouldn't view you any differently, Charlamagne.
Even if it was something that happened over a decade ago, it could be something that you bring up now because you feel like you're capable of
doing
that.
Ain't nobody gonna take me serious.
If you clown yourself, that's why. If you were serious, then I would take
maybe
you serious.
Maybe that's his therapy in the way that he actually is trying to cope with something.
I got things I want to get off my chest, but you know what?
What?
One day.
All right,
I'm
now.
Get the strength to do it.
Let's talk about HBO's The Shot, LeBron show. The first episode aired on Tuesday, and he had a bunch of people joining him talking about a range of topics. He was joined by Maverick Carter, who's his business partner, John Stewart, Draymond Green, Snoop Dogg, Odell Beckham Jr., Candace Parker, Michael Bennett, amongst others. Now, one thing that they did discuss on the show, LeBron talked to Snoop about black culture.
We move everything. We move the way people dress. We move the way people think. We move the way people dance, music people listen to. We move the way people play sports.
And the way they talk. When I first went to London for the first time, me and Dre hit the stage. It was like 75,000 motherfuckers in the audience, and they just was rocking, right? I kept going back overseas, and every country I went to, my was getting bigger. And then the cold part was, the way you say I raised y'all, raised a lot of people overseas and taught them how to speak English through my music. Black people are more respected outside of America than they are in America.
Yeah, yeah. They both are right. And now I want us to use our power and influence to get us in positions that can really, really, really move society.
Odell Beckham Jr. was on and he discussed sometimes feeling like an animal at the zoo.
I had it happen the other day. I didn't want to take a picture. I'm really in a rush. I got to go. I get on Twitter. It's like, oh, he's a oh, he didn't want to take a picture. It's like, to me, I be feeling like, I tell people this all the time, I really feel like a zoo animal. Like, that's where life's gone for me. You know what I mean? Like, I got people who call, Odell, dance. Like I'm a show monkey or something. Like, I'm a puppet. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, to me, that doesn't feel good, but it's like, damn, that's where life became. But
nope.
Can you ever really detach from that?
No, that's your fault. All right, nobody told Odell to dance every chance he gets.
He enjoys it, but I've seen Odell out and about.
If you enjoy dancing, when I see you, I want you to dance too.
No, it don't work like
that.
Let's
dance together.
No, it don't work like that.
Listen, like Lena Waithe said when she was here, when you out in these streets, sadly, you are no longer the property of yourself. You are a property of the public.
So
when people see you, they want you to dance.
But you can still feel a way about it, and he feels a way about it, but he's not saying that he doesn't want to be who he is.
He can say no. He can say no, like if he's in a rush. I've seen him stop and take pictures for zillions of kids, but if he's in a rush, he wants to.
I ain't talking about the picture part. But you gonna dance.
No, right?
Who was it that wouldn't take a picture with Logan?
Well, we
hypocrite. Talk about
Shumpert.
That.
It was Iman Shumpert. Yeah, yeah, it was Iman Shumpert.
So Iman can tell your son no.
He could.
Yeah,
he did.
He has that option.
Chris Rock can tell the kids no.
They have that option. Absolutely. But I have the option of feeling how I want to feel as well. I have the option of feeling how I want to feel as well.
And they
well.
Feel the same way about Odell.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor
but
report.
But Odell, you going to dance. You always online shaking that ass. I want to see you shake that ass.
Okay, stop it.
What?
Okay.
You want to see him?
Inappropriate.
What? You know what? Well, let me see you dance now. I want to see you
Can
dance.
Can you wrap it up, guys? Rumor report.
Donkey of the Day's up next. Let me see you dance.
I don't dance. Okay.
Let me see you shimmy.
What's wrong with you?
Let me see you twerk.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Throw some money
All right. Okay. Donkey of the Day, 4 After the Hour, is going to a young man named Paul. He's not a young man. He's actually 45 years old, but he's moving like a young man, and we need to have a conversation with him, okay?
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 29th, goes to a 45-year-old man named Paul Gonzalez. Now, always remember in life, two things can be true. So I can give Paul Donkey of the Day, but also agree with some of his ways. And I'll tell you why I agree with some of his ways in just a second. But the reason Paul is getting Donkey of the Day is because Paul is a serial dine and dasher. Yes. Paul's MO is that he will meet women at restaurants all over Los Angeles only to leave them with the bill. Let's go to KTL 5 for the report, please.
A man accused of meeting women on dating sites and then running out on them before paying for dinner has pleaded not guilty to 14 charges. Paul Guadalupe Gonzalez, nicknamed the Dine and Dash Dater. Prosecutors in Pasadena say the 45-year-old arranged dinners with women over the course of about 2 years. And after having food and drinks, he allegedly bailed on his dates before the bill arrived. The women either covered the charges, which totaled some $950, and in two cases, the restaurant covered the bill, making them part of the litigation. Gonzalez faces theft and extortion charges. He could face up to 13 years in prison if convicted.
Fathers, don't let your sons grow up to be F-boys. This is what happens when F-boys become F-men. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I respect the fact that all this man wants to do is eat. Okay, we have realized how creepy some of these guys are. We know that some men are sexual predators, and we've heard stories of guys luring women on dates only to sexually assault them, kill them. Human trafficking is real, so the fact that this guy is literally just inviting women out for food and drinks and skipping out on the bill, yeah, it's kind of cool. All right, it could be worse.
No, it's not.
It could be worse. All right, but the question we need to be asking is, why is this happening at all? All right, I would love to talk to Paul because I'm trying to understand, why does he go on dates to dine and dash? Is he doing it because it's easier to dine and dash when you're with someone? Is he doing it because he simply thinks it's funny? Look, I'm an admitted a-hole, so it's things that I find funny that aren't funny to everyone else. Some people may find leaving someone with a bill hilarious, especially a lady who pulled up to see you and she's dressed nice and smelling good, head did, all right, because she thinks she's on a date and then you just bounce. That could bring some people great joy, but I don't see the humor, all right? I just want to know the psychology of Paul because I would simply like to know why. All right, Paul arranged dates in Pasadena, Long Beach, Burbank, and L.A. where he ate and drank food just to ghost his date before the bill came. How do you have money to travel all over California but don't have money to pay for your food and drinks? All right, transportation costs, so Paul got a little bit of change. He may can't afford to eat in the restaurants he's dining and dashing in, but he can afford to eat. Now, I didn't realize how illegal this was. Paul has been charged with 7 counts of extortion, 2 counts of attempted extortion, 1 count of grand theft, and 2 misdemeanor counts of defrauding an innkeeper and petty theft. And he's now facing 13 years in state prison. All because he wants to dine and dash. Some donkey today's just sell themselves. Please give Paul Gonzalez the sweet sounds and the Hamiltons.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All right, that's the donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Dana. How y'all doing this morning?
What's hey, up,
Dana.
Mama? What's your question for you?
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, me and my kids, we listen to y'all every morning on the way to school.
Hey, kids.
And work. Hey, they said, hey, hold on, let me put you on speaker. Hey, kids, they said, hey. Hi.
What's up?
Okay, then we so my husband and I, we just got married last year. We've been together like 9 years. When I met him, my daughters were 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. When we got married last year, I changed my name, and this year my kids asked me, can they change their last name too? But their dad is still alive, so I'm not sure if I should do that.
Well, I think that you should hyphenate the last name. Can you just hyphenate it?
Okay. Yes, that's perfect. Okay, I didn't even think of that. That's a good... Thank you so much.
That way they can have both last names and represent both of their fathers.
All right, thank you. You see, that's what I knew I should call and ask you.
All right, thank you, Dana, and congrats on you guys for your marriage last year.
Appreciate it, thanks.
That was a quick one.
Listen, sometimes the solution's right there and you don't even think about it.
All right, let's go to another line. Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Izzy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. What's your question for you?
I've been with my boyfriend for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. August 24th, made it 7 years.
Congrats.
And my boyfriend has a baby mama that mm-hmm. basically caused a problem all the time. And basically, she used the baby as a pawn. Like, he does everything for his child whenever he gets a chance. And he always calls for his son every freaking weekend.
But he needs to take her to court just like she took him to court and make sure that he gets his visitation. And it'll be court-ordered visitation, so she cannot deny him.
So if it's but she also has, like, three other kids. And he's worried about—he actually wants to do a full custody because she doesn't really—the money that she gets for child support, she doesn't use for his son.
Again, that's something that he's going to have to deal with in court. If he wants to try to get full custody, you know, is she a good mom?
Not really, because, like I said, the money she gets, she doesn't get for her child. And then on top of that, she always, when she do get money, she doesn't do anything for them. She basically lives on child support and the government. That's it. She doesn't have a job. She never had a job.
You know, child support
is relies on the government.
Child support is always a difficult situation because you're not able to enforce what she really does spend that money on. How can you, you know? But I will say he needs to go to court. He needs to get his visitation. And if he wants to try to get full custody, he needs to put that in process and be really proactive about it now.
What he's really worried about also is that she has other kids. And if he goes for his son as in full custody, will it be a point where they look at all the kids and as in, like, take them or anything like that?
If she's a good mom, they're not going to just take the kids away from her. It's not like he's accusing her of child abuse. He just wants full custody because he feels like he can do a better job if his child lives with him. And that's a responsibility for both of you to take on.
Yeah, because I treat him, I love that boy to the full, like, moon and back. Like, I love that boy. And it's like, we try to get him at least every weekend, but she always has the excuse.
And that's why, just like he has to pay every month, you guys need to make sure that it's set up so that she has to give you those kids every single weekend, because the court is going to enforce that or he'll be able to call the police.
Okay, so I guess I'll talk to him and keep that in mind, because that's a major thing right now, because we really want him to enjoy life, and she's like
preventing that from happening.
Himself.
Right. That's your first priority, is making sure that his son is taken care of.
All right. Thank you so much, Angela.
You're welcome. Good luck. You sound like a great human being.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Ask Ye 800-585-1051. When we come back, Andrew Gillum's going to check in. We're going to talk to him about him winning yesterday and talk about
But there's still a lot more to come. He's the nominee for the Democrats, but we still have a ways for him to go to become the governor of Florida.
All right. We'll talk to him when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line.
We have the Democratic nominee for governor in Florida on the phone, Andrew Gillum. Drop one of Clues Bomb for Andrew Gillum, damn it.
What's up? Breakfast Club.
Congratulations.
Are you kidding me, Angela? This has been an incredible, I don't know if it's a night or not. I don't think I've slept yet.
We're on our way in to do a little Morning Joe interview this morning, but I could not begin our day of press without coming home because I would not be here. I can tell you that for certain. Were it not for the early platform that you all provided me to talk about the issues that matter, and they resonated with your listeners and with the people of the state of Florida, such to the point that with our measly $6 million and their $90 million, we were able to overcome what many thought was unovercomable to become the Democratic nominee for governor of the state of Florida. Pretty incredible night, I got to tell you all.
Power to the people for real. Does it feel surreal?
It still does. Mm-hmm. Got to be honest, man. We got to flow into this thing, but the truth is the future's too important. What we got to do is just too big for me to get caught up. We got to be clear about the moment, and especially in these closing days, because the other side is going to come with everything that they have.
Right.
And we got to be prepared to respond, be prepared to push back, but more importantly, over the course of these next several weeks, these next 10 weeks, give our supporters everything they need to be as unapologetically for us as they can be. Because as I said to my supporters last night, my name is nothing but a foil on the ballot. What's really on the ballot are all those issues we've been talking about, y'all, for now months. Education, good jobs, health care, criminal justice reform, stand your ground repeal. All of that is what's on the ballot. My name is a foil for that. So we just got to stay clear about that, clear about the mission ahead. And the only thing, if I could ask, in addition to obviously continued support, is for prayers in the coming several weeks and months for my family and I as we traverse, you know, this new territory.
Well, congratulations on making history, because a lot of people came out to vote and it was historic numbers, the highest turnout for a midterm primary election. Got to keep that energy going as well.
That's right. No, it was the highest. I tell you, one of the things that was so encouraging to me is in parts of this state that folks did not expect people to turn out. The turnout was off the charts. And you're right, we had historic midterm turnout. And I think a lot of that had to do with reaching a new generation of voters, activating them, and then turning them out.
Hey, you know, I want to enjoy the moment, but I don't want to celebrate too much because, like you said, you know, the big show is right around the corner. So what can people do immediately right now to get you in the best possible position for November?
Well, the first thing I got to do, I'm back at it, y'all. We got to raise money. We need folks to give. Visit us at andrewgillum.com. Sow your seed into this campaign. This thing can't be real without every single person sowing a seed into this race. And I'm not asking for a particular amount. The maximum contribution is $3,000 per person or per entity. But give what you can. All the way through the primary, as Charlamagne, you heard me say when I was on the show, my mother is on auto deduct for $20 a month. Right? I'm going to have to talk to her about getting that up in this general election. But really, that's how we got here. I don't want to betray any of that. We wouldn't be where we are in this race were it not for the $20, $50, $100 contributors who, frankly, were the backbone of our campaign.
Well, Andrew, thank you, man. We just want to salute you, man. We just wanted to congratulate you this morning. We're going to keep driving people to the website, keep making donations to your campaign, because we got to bring it home in November, baby.
And if there's anything we could do, any way we could come out and support you, let us know.
Oh, we there.
We'll be clear about that, because we're going to need you. I'll tell you that in advance. But listen, just know that I'll never forget what you all were able to help me do in this primary. You're number one for me always.
Thank you, Andrew.
We stay in conversation.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Peace.
All right,
y'all. Take care.
All right. Thanks to Andrew Gillum for joining us. Now, when we come back, we got rumors on the way, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, 50 Cent. Now, I'm sure at this point on social media, you all have seen that 50 Cent's character on Power, Kanan, is dead. I actually found that out before.
Spoiler alert.
I had a chance to see the show as well. Everybody's been posting about it. That's the only reason.
Still a spoiler alert.
Well, 50 Cent also posted about it.
That was stupid. Spoiler alert.
And he said he's already an executive producer of the show. He's going to return next season as a director. So
okay. There
you have it. People that thought that, hey, it's over, he's going to be back, and he'll be directing. So I'm interested to see that. Now, Serena Williams.
But it's 50's show, though. He's an executive producer.
Yeah,
but he hasn't directed it.
Yeah, but he's still the EP, though.
Like, yeah, but I mean, directing is so different.
Oh, I know, but yeah. He's still the EP, so it's still his show, regardless.
Yeah, it's still his show. Yeah. But he's returning as a director next season, so that's the news. All right, now, Serena Williams, we talked about her catsuit ban in France. Well, now she's going to be... Well, you saw she won by wearing a tutu at the U.S. Open, so she can wear whatever she wants, and that tutu was actually designed by Virgil and Nike. So it was a collaboration between the two of them.
So Off-White.
Yeah, he owns Off-White. Mm-hmm. But it was a Nike collaboration with Virgil. So congratulations to Serena for winning the U.S. Open. At the U.S. Open. Now, Safari, he got a deal. He got a seven-figure deal all because of his penis. Apparently, yes, they're going to do a life-size mold of his penis. And they're going to start with mass production. And the pre-orders will start in December. The toys will ship out just in time for Valentine's Day. So if your wife always wanted to have sex with Safari, now she can.
Great.
Well, that's a good hustle. I'm not mad at Safari for getting that money.
Right. So now you guys can bring Safari.
You're making
in
the most out of a bad situation.
Now, Quavo, it was on with Angie Martinez, and he actually talked about going solo. Here's what he said.
Something is crazy on the way. Something real special on the way from your boy, Huncho. Quavo Huncho.
Give us
Huncho,
a little time frame, though. Give us, like, a time frame.
September.
Nice. That means it's done.
You the first one that got it.
That means this.
You got it out. Something is crazy on the way. Something real special on the way.
So he's not leaving the group, but he is going to be doing a solo album. He didn't give any real solid details about what it is, but he did confirm that something is going down.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. I mean, you got to give him a Quavo album, you give him an Offset album, you give him a Takeoff album. And I got a sneaky suspicion that Takeoff album probably going to be the best one out of all three.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, let's get into this mix. Now, today is Michael Jackson's birthday, so we're going to get some Michael Jackson on in the mix this morning. So let me know your favorite Mike Jack joint. I'll try to get it on for you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.